from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's one of the things that Coach Brady teaches and wants us to go out there and, one, execute, but it's not easy to score touchdowns in this league, as we all know. So when we get in there, let's celebrate. You know, it's a big moment that helps our team win football games, and we should be excited about those. And again, you practice every habit that you have, and having a habit of practicing going out there and celebrating and celebrating with your teammates, more importantly, not just someone going out there and doing his own thing. Like, everybody, get everybody involved, which is, you know, it helps the team camaraderie, gets linemen excited to go and spike the football. You know, everybody wants to get in the end zone.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen waiting for the players to come out. See some receivers out there on the field warming up. Yeah, so those Guardian helmets, Joe, we could see Guardian helmets in games this year. Players can wear them in games. And Albert Breer had a tweet. Let me see if I can find it. Of the Guardian cap with the Chargers logo. So it's just a bigger helmet with a logo.
So we're just going to start doing that with the actual helmet design more than just the logo?
I think so.
No one's going to do that, though, this year, right? Wear it in a game?
Why wouldn't? If you're an NFL player, why wouldn't you?
Why don't pitchers wear helmets on the mound?
I mean, they're wearing them in practice, the Guardian caps.
Yeah. But I don't know. Once you get into a game, style's not everything to these guys, but I think they care about it a little bit. And, you know, maybe it'll be the first one through the door. If someone puts their name on it and, like, all right, I'm going to do it, then other people will follow. But I don't know.
Like, here's Joe Alt with one on and the logo.
It looks like a helmet.
It's just a bigger helmet.
It's a really big helmet, though. Isn't it? Doesn't it look insanely huge?
It's a little bigger.
It's, yeah, I guess that's right. All right, I'll be interested to see if players actually wear that. I still would want to bet against that they will.
Yeah,
they should. I mean, if it's going to make the game safer, then you should. I mean, would totally do that.
Get a call in. We're also going to bring in Joe Brady when we get that. He's speaking with the media right now. When that wraps up, might play some of that back and react in real time for you. Frank in Williamsville is up next. Hey, Frank.
Good morning. I have two things for you. First, my daughter, a Bills and Netflix fan in North Carolina, called me. Netflix Sports says the Bills receiving group is the best in the NFL. And second, a sad memory from the rock pile. Bills playing the Browns, ahead by about 4 points. Otto Graham Sell sends 5 seconds. Otto Graham sends a long touchdown pass to Dante Lavelli for the win.
All right. Thanks, Frank. I looked. I don't know where in Netflix someone's got on a site or on – maybe it was from the receiver documentary. I don't see anyone that's got the Bills as having the best receiver – best receivers.
No.
I mean, Warren Sharp last week. See where his site ranked him?
23rd?
No, 23rd was Bill Barnwell at ESPN.
Okay. Warren 23rd was weapons.
That was weapons.
Yeah.
This was – yeah, this I think this was just receivers.
Receivers?
Yeah.
Warren Sharp had them?
28th.
28th. Okay.
Like New England was below them, and like there weren't many teams. But 28th. 28th in the league. And to me, that is kind of a fair starting point. It doesn't have to end there.
Yeah.
Coleman is going to be a huge determining factor to where we think this receiving core is at the end of the season. And I do think Samuel, too. Like, I'm half kidding when I bet, you know, a couple bucks on him to lead the NFL in receiving yards. But, like, Keon Coleman is, or Curtis Samuel, excuse me, has been in the league for a good number of years. But go look at the list of quarterbacks he's played with. The guy who's thrown the most touchdown passes to him is Kyle Allen. Like, we don't know what Curtis Samuel looks like in an offense where, by the way, he's the one or the two option. I don't know. Maybe he won't be here either. That's possible. But the door is open for him to be a number one or a number two. In Carolina, they had given Robbie Anderson a massive contract, and they had DJ Moore. Then he gets to Washington. Terry McLaurin's on a massive contract. He's a first-round pick on Jahan Dotson. Like, he was in crowded receiver rooms.
Yep.
And here, there's an opportunity, and there's an elite quarterback that you tell me, is he better than Kyle Allen, Taylor Heinicke, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Howell, these broken Cam Newton at the end? Because these are the quarterbacks Curtis Samuel has played with. So, yes, he's 27 years old and has been in the league for 7 years. I don't know how far I want to go with this, but I kind of feel like we don't know what the ceiling is for Curtis Samuel.
I'll agree with all that. When it comes to the conversation about receivers, I don't think there's any world you could claim the Bills have a top half of the league receiving core.
No, I don't think so.
Today.
Not today. No.
Could they have one? We just don't know it. Possible.
What's the highest you think
that you could reasonably rank them
by the end of the year?
Oh, that's a different question. Like,
they're not going to be top 10 by the end of the year, almost no matter what happens. In the real world. Keaton Coleman's not having an 1,800-yard rookie season, and then they're going to be the fifth. Best
sure.
Receiving core.
If you include Kincaid and Cook, who could both have good years, like whatever. The only thing I really always want to push back on is the idea that not having a great player is better.
Right.
You're not gonna convince me of that. Every NFL team signs great players. The Vikings yesterday gave Christian Darrisaw $28 million. Will anybody make the case it'd be better to have more even spaced tackles? Like, only receiver gets treated like this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
It's bad.
No, that's right.
It's bad to have
a great one. It's not that. Is it different, though, for receiver, because what you're hearing more and more, and I'm not someone that's in this camp, but that, you know, Christian Darrisaw, okay, it's better to have an elite tackle than two good ones because I'm only putting one on the field, one left tackle. Whereas receiver,
I'm putting three or four on the field.
Base personnel now in the NFL is there are almost always three receivers on the field. So is it better to have three good ones than one amazing one and two guys?
Right, but that suggests you can't have one amazing one and two also good ones.
And that I think that is what gets confused.
Which is, of course, the case. If you can find passable ones, good to above average, easily in the draft, then keep the amazing one and let the good ones eat also.
You know who will be an interesting test of this? And, like, the Bills with Diggs is, you know, we've kind of gone round and round on this. Look at it from Houston's perspective. The attitude here is that, oh, Diggs gone, all that pressure to get him the football is alleviated. Is Houston going to feel pressure to get him the football? We'll see. Because right now, I think he's definitely second.
He's probably third.
And he could very well be third.
And that's fine.
So, does Houston feel pressure to get him the football? Like, okay, I had to, but they're not. What, they're just going to maybe be throwing the football to the good players, the guys that are open, which is usually how I think of receiver, is why did you throw the ball to Diggs 150 times
he was
a year
open.
Over 4 years? Because he was open 150 times.
Josh Allen did it 150 times because he thought it was the best idea.
Right.
You throw it to – you earn your targets. You throw it to who you think is a good idea, and Shakir started to earn those. What, you know, you want to make it about momentum – Allen to Shakir got momentum because Allen started to trust Shakir. And you know what? I should throw to this guy. And the offense put Shakir in places to succeed. Yeah, the whole thing about receiver, there's a lot of different ways to attack it. I'm just, like I said, the only thing I'll push back at on is it's better to not have a good one. If you could have what Houston did right now is what I hope the Bills ultimately get to.
Yes.
Keon Coleman becomes as good as Nico Collins, and Curtis Samuel is as good as Tank Dell, and then they go out and they, next year, add a hired gun who's at the end of his career that they don't need to be great because I need to be as good as possible.
Davante Adams.
Sure. There's talk of Davante Adams going to the Jets.
Yeah, I know.
Which, that probably won't happen, but
that's just because Aaron Rodgers likes to talk.
I'm just never going to – I shouldn't say never. I'll change my mind if, you know, given evidence to do so.
But
if I've got a world where Tua Tagovailoa leads the NFL in passing and everyone's like, well, it's just because his receivers are good, I'm endlessly going to say, what if I gave that caliber of talent to an actually good quarterback? Could he throw for 8,000 yards? I would be in the relentless pursuit of 8,000 yards passing, 17-0, completely unstoppable offense, and that is probably flawed in a million ways, I will admit. Anyway, we do have Joe Brady. We'll get a break in. We'll play a little of Joe Brady. The Bills offense coordinator spoke with the media. We'll play some. We'll say pause. We'll say stop. We'll see if we got any sort of takes on it, immediate takes. Players on their way out for practice here at St. John Fisher, day two. Jeremy and Joe with you live. You can give us a call or, you know, just keep hanging out.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.